Health Watch Surrey is an independent watchdog for health and social care services, and we rely on the goodwill of local people to volunteer and undertake projects and to look into and investigate issues that we hear about. And in this case, we heard about a small number of significant concerns about the standard of care at Abraham Cowley Unit, which is an inpatient mental health service based in Chertsey. And so we decided to visit the service with a team of volunteers to get a broader and more balanced picture about what the current service is like and what the experience of patients is like. And during the course of two visits, we spoke to 13 patients, a visitor, and some members of staff. And from those conversations, many of which were very in-depth, we put together a report with some recommendations for the trust.
Okay. And the report actually is quite shocking, some of the things you're saying in that. You know, patients are living and sleeping in dormitories, you know, with other people who also have serious mental health problems. Can you just expand on that?
So what we found is some serious concerns with how the NHS in Surrey treats people with serious mental illness. And we believe it's a problem that hasn't had the public scrutiny that it should have done. And that's not simply a concern of Health Watch Surrey's. NHS England nationally have recognised that there are potential issues with services like this, and in particular that patterns of deaths at these types of services may be escaping public scrutiny. And we believe they do need more public scrutiny, and thanks to our volunteers, Health Watch is doing just that. In terms of what we found during the visits, we found inconsistent staffing levels across different units. One patient commented to us that staff don't seem to be here for support. They just come here to medicate me and then leave. We also heard about how well-being was being compromised for some patients. So we visited on a hot day, but the heat on the wards was really very difficult to deal with. We also found that activities weren't being provided consistently. So in one ward, there was very little for people to do all day. As you mentioned, people are sleeping in dormitories. I'm not sure how many people would choose to sleep in a dormitory, but I mean, sleeping in a room with other people who are seriously mentally ill, when you're seriously mentally ill, I would suggest is not an optimum environment from within which to recover from mental ill health. And a couple of patients spoke to us about their experience and talked about how that situation was and that arrangement was like a nightmare that the unit was and those arrangements were making it the most stressful place in the world. And we heard how a patient was choosing to sleep in the lounge on a sofa instead of in the dormitory. So quite significant findings. And just to give a bit of context, this service has had three inspections from the regulator, the Care Quality Commission, since 2016. And on each visit, the regulator has found breaches in regulations. And some of those breaches and regulations have been repeated. And the last two inspections were prompted by death at the unit. So this really is a particularly concerning context within which to find these issues.
Now, Surrey and Borders have issued a statement saying that they acknowledge the problems and some immediate changes have been made, but some improvements will take several years. Is that good enough from your point of view, their response?
Several years, we believe, is far too long for some of the people we spoke to. To wait for several years for some of the improvements that are required is far too long. And we're working with local politicians, local councillors on this issue, and recently presented our findings to the local scrutiny committee, who are now investigating the issue further. And we hope that the increased scrutiny that the local politicians are providing will hopefully bring about a reconsideration in how the trust is approaching this issue.
And what really needs to be done sort of immediately from your point of view?
So the trust is taking some immediate actions to improve the environment, which is encouraging. But I think the issue that really hasn't kind of been dealt with in the timeliness that we would like is the issue of the environment of the dormitories, the use of dormitories, and we also would like to see some progress on the issues to do with staffing, which is an underlying problem we understand for the trust, and so. We'd like to see some improvements in the recruitment and retention of staff.
Okay. And you say, from your point of view, you're working with local politicians. Is there anything else you're doing?
So we're working with local politicians on the issue. We would really like to hear from people who have had experience of mental health services, particularly if they've used the Abraham Cowley unit. So from patients or families, we would really like to hear about their experiences, good and bad, so that we can keep this on the agenda locally and make sure that the NHS is aware of the experiences that people have been having at the unit.
Okay. And finally, was there anything really positive to come out of this? Was there anything you went in on your report and thought, actually, that's quite good?
Some patients were very positive about the activities on offer in one of the wards, and they complemented in very glowing terms the practice of one nurse in particular, and so it does show that even within the constraints of the environment and the wider context, that good practice and a good experience is possible, which I think gives should hopefully give everybody hope that that improvements can be made and that those experiences can be had by other patients on the ward.